Hare Krishna. Focus not on God's rules, focus on God's purpose. Sometimes when people come to bhakti, they think, oh God, this bhakti stuff is a happiness depriver. I'm told don't do this, don't do that. All the things that are enjoyable in life, I'm told not to do that. And all these rules, we may start thinking, oh, this is so terrible, this is depriving me of pleasure. However, we need to focus not on God's rules, but on God's purpose. God's purpose is to grant us the highest happiness. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, in 5.29, it is said that He is Surudam Sarva Bhutanam. He is the friend, the intimate, well-wishing friend of all living beings. It is He who is closer than the closest to us. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto. He is present in our heart, closer than the closest. And He, no one loves us as much as He loves us. Now when we learn, when we understand this intimate relationship with Krishna, when we understand how He is our greatest well-wisher, then we understand that the rules He is giving are for our ultimate good. Just as a patient who is deceased, if the patient just focuses on the doctor's rules, don't eat this, don't move like this, don't do this. Why so much restriction? But if the patient understands the doctor's purpose, the doctor's purpose is not restriction or deprivation of the patient. The doctor's purpose is recovery of the patient. Now for the recovery, what is required is that the patient basically cooperate with the doctor so that the treatment can act effectively. By focusing on the doctor's purpose of healing the patient so that the patient can do enjoyable activities, can go about the normal course of life and do pleasurable things. So similarly, when we focus on Krishna's purpose, we are eternal souls and we are meant for eternal happiness. Our disease is that we have become attached to the temporary. And we are looking for eternal happiness in temporary things. And Krishna's purpose is not to deprive us of happiness. Rather, it is to free us from our attachment to the things that deprive us of happiness. The very things that we think will make us happy, the very things that we feel we are being restricted from, the very things we resent having been told not to do because of the rules, those very things, they entangle our consciousness in matter, and by thus entangling our consciousness, they prevent us from experiencing Krishna and relishing higher lasting happiness in absorption in Krishna. So Krishna's rules are not meant to be restrictive, they are meant to be curative. And when we focus on that curative purpose, then we will be able to have the impetus to cooperate with Krishna, not resentfully, but gratefully. We'll understand that actually Krishna is kind to us, in just as the doctor is kind in providing the treatment, so Krishna is kind to us. And the Bhagavad Gita says, in 2.64, Raga Dvesha Vimuktaistu Vishayanindriyaischaran Atmavashyair Vidheyatma Prasadamadi Gacchati. So Raga Dvesha Vimuktaistu, that one who puts aside one's attachment and aversion, the patient temporarily puts aside, oh I like this, I don't like this, no I won't bother about it, right now I focus on what is good for me. Vishayanindriyaischaran, so in our case, senses go toward the sense objects but we restrict them. Atma vashyair vidheya atma, and by regulating oneself, vidheya atma, one follows vidhi, one follows what is given in scripture, prasadamadhi gacchati, one gets mercy, one becomes pure, and as the next verse says, prasanna chetaso yash, one becomes joyful when one becomes pure and the misery disappears. So, just as a healthy person becomes happy, similarly when we become spiritually healthy, when our consciousness is detached from the temporary and attached to the eternal, then we become constantly joyful. And thus, we are thus our purpose is fulfilled by Krishna's purpose. When we understand that Krishna's purpose is ultimately to fulfill our purpose. We want to be happy and Krishna also wants us to be happy. But just our conception of happiness is a misconception which will actually lead to misery. So when we understand Krishna's purpose and see how his rules which restrict our entanglement in those material things which will drag our consciousness away from Krishna, we understand that those rules are actually promoting our healing and thus are fulfilling Krishna's purpose and our purpose of finding lasting happiness. So by focusing on Krishna's purpose, we can cooperate with his rules and thus find lasting happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.